కొంచెం మిషన్స్ అంటే మిషన్స్ అంటే
Be careful.
Yes. You do it.
This is a mission Sunday, baby.
Yeah.
The gospel. This one. Yeah, this one.
Okay, be careful, be careful. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In fact, it's to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at the left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But the seat at the right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make the authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave for all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. In the past, every 2 years, the diocese will celebrate the whole diocese, the Mission Sunday. But this year, just individually in each parish, we celebrate this Mission Sunday. I think it's very appropriate for you, this feast, because you, what I'm in the beginning of the Mass says, you are all missionaries. Is it right? It's true. All are missionaries. You say, "No, Father, I'm married." We have late missionaries. Not all the everybody dedicate. I mean, live single life. It's important to bring Christ. And I think you heard many times, Cardinal John Tong, nearly all the times when he was speaking among the Filipino people in the Mass, he always mentioned how you did so much good to the families, especially to the kids. I remember all the times, even this year, he mentioned, many kids, they bring their parents come to church because of you, because you love them, the kids. And the kids felt so much. And one of the example is the one the parents say, we go to Japan for holiday. The kids say, no. I go with Rosa to the church more than go to Japan, you see. Even Dixieland is second place. Because you love. Your love attract them. This is a mission. Nothing else. If you love, you have God, then you are missionary. If you don't love, you have no God, you are not at all. Even though you might dress as a missionary dress, you are no more. Love is more important. Many years ago, I got a special light from the Holy Spirit. It was when I was studying in theology, I was studying in Rome. And that year, I have occasion to visit the community. I stayed there about 2 weeks. When the first week, a little bit upset because I want to find people love me more, but I don't find people love me. I say, why he lived in that place and I live in this small bed and he eats so much and I eat so little? I compared. I greet people, they don't greet me much. So I say, this is love. But this out of my pride, I judge them. So God may use my, not virtues, my vices, judging people. Then I told myself, okay, even you don't greet me, I greet you. If you don't clean this, I clean this. Our pride, not because of our humility. Even our pride, Jesus works in it. So all this, the first week, I try to greet people, being the first one to serve, as what the gospel says, I come to serve, not to be served. No more judging that you greet him or not. Funny. When I started to do myself, being the first one to love, and no expectation from people, something changed within. Because love is forever living the divine Trinity. God's love is always giving, not taking back. Giving, giving. It's God the Father is giving. So for one whole week, I try to live in this spirit of giving with pride. But God gave me one night. One light. Because all those weeks, all those days, I couldn't sleep well. Because I was arguing myself, what's love? Although I tried to be the first one to love, but I couldn't understand why I have to do the first and being the first. Because Jesus saying this thing, I was arguing myself within. Openly, I did what I should do. But from within, there's a kind of darkness. Arguing within myself. I don't understand why I have to be the first one to love. But that's what Jesus says. I was in darkness, complete darkness. One night, still half sleeping, I think about 3 or 4 o'clock. Suddenly I felt a kind of light. It's coming from top, down. A kind of experience of Saul, Paul, though he was on the way to Damascus, on the way there was a light strike him down. He was blind. And that time I feel this kind of light so vivid. I find, oh, I understand. That's the light that was 40 years ago. This light ever remain in me. You know, whenever you start to love, I mean, to act, being the first one to love, God will give you hundredfold. Last week's gospel, you give, God give you multiple, abundant, 100 mothers, 100 sisters. It's so true. The word of God is life. When you live, word of God becomes yourself. And I very much to this morning, the meditation on Sister Faustina, she was praying after Holy Communion that the blood of Christ be transformed me into His blood. My blood become His blood. His body become my body. She was praying this. And so beautiful. So today, why don't we, during time of communion, first ask our Holy Mother to give her this protection, give her this help, that whenever we come to Jesus, open our hearts, let Him work. I myself, I'm born lazy, so I don't want to work too much. But still, God works. Just being the first one to love, this is the spirit. Jesus asks us, give us a last commandment. I give a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. The weight is love us. Unconditional. Being the first one to love. Whenever we are living this spirit, there is the Holy Spirit there. That's the light. So I wish that all of you have this true light. Whatever you do, that it is your due to Christ, of course. But whatever you do, your pure love. And second thing, very important, silence of soul. Don't trouble yourself too much about the gossips, about television programs, radio. Now today, the iPhone. I try to do some for apostolic work, yes. But don't put yourself too much because you are tired, and that's why you have to put all of the energy into this. You waste your time. Why can't you keep a little bit silence and communicate? Tell Jesus, the Heavenly Mother, that you're in darkness, you're sick, you're sick, whatever. Tell Him. But it's more important, try to live with joy. That's important. Without joy, there is no mission. Our mission is to give joy, right? Jesus on earth, so always, He said, learn from me. I'm meek, pure of heart. Learn from Him with simplicity. Only simplicity that we can have this kind of silence. And only in silence that we can listen to the word, that we can feel the Holy Spirit, that we can act with confidence. You are alone, but you left alone. Because Jesus with us. Now we celebrate this Eucharist, that keep this Jesus the whole week until next week. Keep Him as a tabernacle in yourself. Go wherever you go, keep Jesus in you. And Jesus will work. The same way as our Heavenly Mother, when she was announced that you become the Mother of God, you went to see Elizabeth, and then John Baptist in the womb, lived with joy. You can share the same experience. Our Heavenly Mother bring only Jesus, baby Jesus in her womb. We bring Jesus. It's not because the blood of Jesus in your blood. His body is in your body. So we bring Jesus. Let Jesus work. Be humble. Praise the Lord always. Be joy. Then we can be a true missionary of Christ. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
Maker of heaven and earth, and of things visible and invisible.